In the name of our one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Not to embarrass you, Brian, but well, there's nothing embarrassing. You and I were talking before the service about how we just feel a little more pressure knowing that our words are recorded. And if, you know, like, so if Brian plays professionally as he normally does, it's fine. You know, the people who normally see the service will see the service. If Brian goes, you know, off, and I don't know what you would do. Yeah. So, like, starts playing something from Black Sabbath, it probably is going to go viral. And if I really go off the rails, you know, we're sure to get many, many hits. Is that what you call it? But I was thinking of that, actually, when I read the gospel, well, and when I heard the first lesson. Because there's really, I mean, there's nothing I can say that's going to be more obscene or offensive or horrific than what Jesus says this morning. I mean, I'm not the world's greatest preacher, but I'm sure my sermon can't be more difficult to hear than that. Tie a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the sea and cut off a hand. Take your eye out. It doesn't seem like I need to say it, but I probably do. In a country where a significant portion of the populace believes that a vaccine can make you magnetic, Jesus is exaggerating. Jesus isn't being serious here. I mean, he's being deadly serious, actually. He's being deadly serious. But what the words he's using, he's overstating something in a gross way, as he does at times, to make a really important point. I'll get back to that in a second. Right before this, very strong language, we hear that the disciples are going about the town, and they see someone healing in Jesus' name. This person is not part of their group. So the disciples, it seems, they think that this person, they're not in, right? So if you're not in, you're out. This person isn't approved, I guess. They're not sanctioned. They're not accepted. They're not, as we say in religious language, they're not orthodox. So they try to stop him, and then they go and tell Jesus about it. Now, I don't know why you go and tell Jesus, but they do. They seem to be proud of this. Like, they're Jesus's protector in a way. They're defending Jesus' good name, I guess. They're standing up for the way that it should be. And in response to this, when Jesus hears it from the disciples, he kind of does an extraordinary thing, I think. He opens the group right up. In essence, suddenly there is no group. Whoever is not against us is for us, he says. He seems, in light of what the disciples have done and their idea of who is in and who is out, Jesus extends an open invitation. You don't have to be in or out. Jesus extends an open invitation to do good, to do justly, to follow his way of compassion, of mercy, of generosity, without titles. Like the disciples, you know, we at times and in different ways want to make distinctions as well. I guess it's human nature to say who is in and who is not, who is with us and who's against us. And I think that Jesus is asking us then, well, what if no one really is out? What I see in today's gospel is a call, or maybe an invitation, to recognize God's radical hospitality, and to think of how we are a part of that. How do we share in that hospitality, that generosity, in God's loving kindness? Through this, I hear Jesus kind of redefining the community in the first place. What is the family? What is the in-group or the out-group? And Jesus reminds us this morning to embrace others as God has embraced us. And then we hear Jesus, I think, calling us to give up those things which prevent us from doing that. We have this horrific, strong, exaggerated language. Language that makes me glad I'm not a biblical literalist this morning. Jesus isn't telling us to cut off body parts. Jesus is inviting us rather to give up those things which get in the way of following God's call. And Jesus is smart enough to know that cutting off a body part isn't going to do that. That's not going to stop us from walking askew of God's purposes for us. It actually is harder than that, in a way. Because some of the ways that we walk apart from God's purposes are deeply ingrained. You know, they're habits, sometimes very destructive habits. Sometimes they're idiosyncrasies or personality characteristics that just keep us apart from fully living into God's good purposes for us, God's best self, God's call. So this morning, what stops us then from being faithful disciples? It's going to be different for each one of us. What might stop us from being the family that God is calling us to be? What stops us from living out of our true God-given selves more fully? I think this morning, through that language that Jesus uses, he is making a very important point, because he says those things, they need to go. And it takes a lot of work. It takes effort. Those things which get in the way of our relationship with God, those things which get in the way of our relationship with each other, and with the person God has called us to be. When we let go of that, which leads us away from God and God's purposes for us, it frees us. It frees us to more fully follow God's path, to enter the kingdom of God, as Jesus says. And this can open up new possibilities. It can liberate us as we pursue God's way of wholeness. It is the start of our pledge campaign this weekend. And so I will say, there's another side of that coin. Not only letting go or giving up or doing the work of letting go of those things which inhibit us, but also offering ourselves, offering our gifts, our time, our talent, our treasure, because it is through this also that we grow. So as Jesus says this morning, we let go of that which hinders us, and we give of our gifts for our own abundant life and the abundant life of the whole. And so maybe this morning Jesus is calling us to give ourselves away, in a sense. And in God's economy, we lose nothing when we give ourselves away. For this actually leads us into greater wholeness. Greater wholeness for ourselves, for the life and ministry right here of Grace Church, and really for the world. Amen.